Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and a retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, "Mom, Can I Be an Archangel?"
A reading from the book of Revelation. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. Although the dragon and his angels fought back, they were overpowered and lost their place in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent known as the devil or Satan, the seducer of the whole world, was driven out. He was hurled down to earth and his minions with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before our God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So you rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell within." The word of the Lord. When I signed up to preach, I didn't realize that I had signed up for the Feast of the Archangels. But when I realized it, I was ecstatic. Because when I was a little girl, I wanted to grow up to be an archangel. I thought it would be pretty awesome to be like Michael on my prayer card, to defend heaven and to defeat Satan. It made no difference to me that all the archangels were male and I was a girl. I figured God could do anything. As I grew older, I learned more theology and biblical study, and I came to realize that I really could not grow up to be an archangel. They were different creatures than human beings. God had created them uniquely. But as I look back on my childhood dream, I wonder if God had maybe really instituted a vocation in me that as a child, I just interpreted as wanting to be an archangel. For what do archangels do? Defend heaven and defeat Satan. What do Dominican preachers do? Defend heaven and defeat Satan. In true humility, I know I'm far from having the mantle of a Dominican preacher or the power of an archangel. But the point is, I feel the calling to preach Jesus Christ to the world. And it is this calling that should guide my life, help me make decisions, enfold me in prayer and study, help me to feel for the right words for the right time. I cannot be everything for everyone, but maybe, just maybe, I can be the voice of hope for the person in front of me. There is so much dissension and hatred right now, covering the world like a misty fog that we can't see through. Now more than ever, we need the message of the risen Savior to break through that fog and give hope to the world. But we can't let fear hold us back. We can't let the ways of the world cause us to compromise the true values of Christ's teaching. For Satan was defeated by the blood of the Lamb, by Christ's ministry. And that is how we can defeat all hatred and dissension. To preach the good news of Jesus Christ, the sanctity of human life, the strength of community, where we put the needs of others over the needs of self, the way of the Beatitude, we're blessed to be poor in spirit, because then we know the power of God, and putting our trust in Him is stronger than the wealth and power of the secular world. That to lose one's life is to save it, because the power of the cross defeated death, and we now have eternal life before us. I may not be able to become an archangel, but I can take hope from the fact that Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael defeated Satan. I can rejoice with heaven over the victory, and I can take up the challenge to defend heaven and defeat Satan by the blood of the Lamb. I can pray and study so that I can become a better preacher, and walk with the Lord so that others will see the difference a Christian life can make on earth, so that when a despairing soul is in front of me, I can find the right words to build them up and give them hope. In the early days of Christianity, so many non-believers became believers because of the power of the Christian community. They saw and pondered, see how they love one another. They watched Christians face death without fear. I know that in many parts of the world, our fellow Christians are facing real death. But for those of us in a free country, we only face the death of ridicule or censorship. And yet sometimes we are afraid to preach the teachings of our Lord because of that fear. And yet we have the history of early Christians as an example. When the church was strong and thriving, it was because the Christian community lived and preached the message of Jesus Christ and were not afraid to speak the truth. Defend heaven and defeat Satan. Yes, we can still have that victory. We just have to step up and really live our Christian life and not compromise the teachings of Christ. He told us it wouldn't be easy. But I, for one, know that when my time comes to pass into eternal life, I hope that I will be recognized as one who did not give up the fight, who loved with my final breath. That maybe my life would have made the archangels proud. I can only hope, because being such a fangirl, I really would like Michael's autograph.